It is 8:45 and time for Fine Gardening with Mornay Faulhammer. Mornay, what is the subject this morning? Good morning.
A very good morning to you. And what we're going to be doing this morning is just quickly answering a couple of questions which have come in. If you remember last week, we spoke about aloes, and a question came through on the email was, what do I do about the white insects on my aloes? And often you will find that you get a white scale insect, an elongated scale, which will set up home on your aloes. And within no time, it can cover the entire leaf of an aloe. And remember, scale is a sucking insect, and it lives under a little sort of shell, if you will, and sucks the sap out of the plant. Very difficult to get rid of because they live under the shell. So my best advice is, if you see this white scale on your aloe, the best thing to do is wipe it off with a cloth, with some type of dishwashing liquid, come off fairly easily, and then spray with a natural oil. There's a couple of brands on the market. One of them is called Oleum. People know that very well. And what that oil does is it simply smothers the insect that it can't breathe. And that will then take care of the problem specifically on aloes.
Mona, I want to ask you quickly, you call it a scale. This little insect is a scale.
Correct.
Is that the same as an aphid?
No. An aphid is also a sucking insect, but an aphid has got a very soft exoskeleton, and they are really easy to get hold of. Scales can be a problem on plants throughout the year. Aphids are primarily, you will find in the Western Cape, in the cooler months of the year, they are specifically problems. And quite easy to get rid of. A little bit of dishwashing liquid with water, you can spray it on them. What that does is it removes the waxiness on the exoskeleton of the insect, and they just move away because they start dehydrating. That little waxy layer dissolves with the soap, and they move on. Otherwise, you just take a jet of water and spray it off. Which brings me to the subject that we're going to be talking about this morning, and incredible amount of queries on the email with regards to citrus. It is probably, you know, when we start talking about lemons, oranges, I think is the favorite fruit tree to have in especially small gardens nowadays. And it's a very usable fruit, so it's great to have them. But together with most fruit trees, especially citrus, you will have some problems which come along, and then also how to look after them. Now, first of all, what you're going to find with your citrus, which is a little bit abnormal for this time of the year, is we have had incredible weather in the last couple of weeks. Even today outside, there's a berg wind. I think we're going to have 26, 27 degrees, and then literally tomorrow it's going to be dropping down into the low, into the high teens and with lots of rain. But in any event, what's happening is we're getting a growth flush on our citrus, and that's there's a tremendous amount of new soft foliage on the plant, and believe it or not, aphids are going for them at this time of the year because there is now something for them to actually go and suck the nutrients out. Once again, like I've just mentioned, blast them off with a hose pipe, you know, with a jet of water, or you can take some type of soapy solution and spray them on. Really, when it comes to aphids, I'm a firm believer, don't even think about using insecticide. It's really not worth it, and they're easy enough to just basically get rid of. But when it comes to looking after your citrus during the winter months, don't forget, don't stop feeding. They are vigorous feeders. You must never forget that citrus trees don't have a very deep root system. That's what actually makes them really well suited to put in containers. And when you're planting a citrus tree in a container, ensure that you've got a nice wide pot. They like width. Depth, not so much important. They can deal with a 30 or 40 centimeter deep pot, but they want width because their roots like to spread out to the side. And because they've got such a shallow root system, regular feeding is so important if you want the foliage to look healthy, and obviously bud formation at this time of the year is very important in all your citrus. But if we look at specifically lemons and lemon eurecas, which carry right throughout the year, you just need to keep on giving them nutrients. And there, once again, one of my favorites, I'll keep on mentioning it on the show, the 315 formulation is the way to go to. You can also give your citrus a light pruning during the winter months. And that's sometimes people think, why do we want to prune a citrus tree? Well, it's important. First of all, you want to just loosen an amount of growth on the inside of the tree so that you get a little bit of sunlight penetrating the inner part of the tree itself. It's very important for fruit development and equal fruit development. And then when you do start getting fruit formation on a branch or on a node, you need to thin out. So if you have more than two fruit forming together in a bunch, break off the excess fruit, because otherwise what's going to happen is you're going to get very small lemons or oranges. So it's just a thinning out process. Farmers do it all the time. That's why we get these lovely big fruit in the shops, and it's something that you must do, because otherwise the tree just simply cannot carry the full volume of fruit that it has. So thinning out is a fantastic process. Normally during the summer months, we're quite lucky in Cape Town because the southeaster actually does it for us. Sort of blows a lot of the flowers off the trees and you get a sort of a natural thinning. But at this time of the year, you've got to do it manually. And then watch out for the orange dock caterpillar, which is a caterpillar laid by swallowtail butterfly. So if you see a yellow and black butterfly in your garden around your citrus, just keep an eye out. She's laying her eggs, and within a week they will be hatching. They start small little caterpillars, black, and as they grow and they get bigger and bigger, up to 5 centimeters in length, they turn green. And when they're agitated, they've got these little red horns which come out, and they look quite aggressive. I always say, if you keep an eye on your tree and it's small enough, remove them by hand. If you're squirmish, wear a pair of garden gloves and just simply give them a good old squash. And that's looking after citrus at this time of the year. And don't forget, send in your queries or your questions to findgardening@fmr.co.za.